But you learn lessons from these things that happened to you. I learned to be always there. The first thing I got out of jail, of course, after I took a shower, I went online. I opened my Twitter account and my Facebook page. And I've been always very respectful to those people who are opening to me. I would listen to what they say. And I would never defend myself with words only. I would use actions. When they said I withdraw from the campaign, I filed the first lawsuit against the General Directorate of Traffic Police for not issuing me a driver's license. There are a lot of people also very big supportive, like those 3,000 people who signed the petition to release me. Like, we sent a petition to the Shura Council in favor of lifting the ban on Saudi women. And there were like 3,500 citizens believed in that, and they signed that petition. There are people like that. I just showed some sample who are amazing, who are believing in women's rights in Saudi Arabia and trying. And they're also facing a lot of hate because of speaking up and voicing their views. Saudi Arabia today is taking small steps toward enhancing women's rights. The Shura Council that's appointed by the king, by royal decree of King Abdullah, last year there were 30 women assigned to that council, like 20%. 20% of the council. The same time, finally, that council, after rejecting our petition 4 times for women driving, they finally accepted it last February. After being sent to jail, or sentenced lashing, or sent to a trial, the spokesperson of the traffic police said, "We will only issue traffic violation for women drivers." The Grand Mufti, who is the head of the religious establishment in Saudi Arabia, he said, "It's not recommended for women to drive. It used to be haram, forbidden by the previous Grand Mufti." So, for me, it's not about only these small steps. It's about women themselves. A friend once asked me, she said, "So when do you think this woman driving will happen?" I told her, only if women stop asking when and take action to make it now. So it's not only about the system, it's also about us women to drive our own life, I'd say. So I have no clue really how I become an activist. And I don't know how I became one now. But all I know and all I'm sure of in the future, when someone asks me my story, I will say, I'm proud to be amongst those women who lived the ban, fought the ban, and celebrated everyone's freedom. So, the question I started my talk with, who do you think is more difficult to face, oppressive governments or oppressive societies? I hope you find clues to answer that from my speech. Thank you, everyone.